Would you pray with me? O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Christmas is a story driven forward by angels, by messengers from God. At every step of the way, we advance because of angelic visitors. They come bearing news that the most ordinary thing in the world, the birth of a child, that it is, in fact, good news of great joy for all the world. Yet, despite the fact that they are carrying news that does not seem all that strange, and which is good, the angels always say the words, "Do not be afraid." 3 out of 3 times in the Gospel of Luke, the angels say, "Do not be afraid." But why? What meaning are we to make of the angels saying always, "Do not be afraid"? They don't explain themselves. They just speak the truth and consider that sufficient. So why? One possibility is that the angels have to say, "Do not be afraid," because the people are afraid of the angels. Over the centuries, this has led many to think that perhaps the visual appearance of angels is genuinely upsetting. There is some basis in Scripture for this. The prophet Ezekiel describes heavenly beings that look like giant towering wheels covered with unblinking eyes, which is upsetting. But those figures from Ezekiel, they aren't messengers. They're really a part of the heavenly court itself. They're more like the architecture of heaven. They're like the pillars holding up the heavenly vault. Important, yes, but different from messengers. That's all the word angels means, by the way. The word just means messenger. And the messengers of God, they seem to look just like ordinary people. They're, in fact, easy to mistake for people, so much so that in the book of Hebrews, we are cautioned, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for many of you have entertained angels unawares. No, angels aren't terrifying to behold. I think angels do not look so very different from any of you. If it's not then because they're scary looking, then why else would the angels say, "Do not be afraid"? Perhaps what we should conclude is that the angels are saying something like, "You have no reason to be afraid. Everything is fine." But I cannot in truth say that that is the reason, because, friends, the people these angels were visiting, these people had good reason to be afraid. It's because of this census business that we heard about, a decree that went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world was to be counted. Well, what's so frightening about that? A census is pretty boring. It's not the counting part, it's the next part, that everyone had to travel to their homes to be counted, meaning to their ancestral homes. This is why Mary and Joseph had to leave from Nazareth to go down to Bethlehem in the first place. That's not where they lived. They had to travel to the place where their ancestors came from, those places where their ethnic groups came from. Why would Caesar Augustus want that? That's not how a census works. That's not how any census has ever worked. You count people where they are, to tax them or to conscript them or figure out how much of an army you need to control them. But what earthly reason could there be to take all of the Samaritans and push them into Samaria? What reason could there be to take all the Judeans and concentrate them in Judea? Why was Caesar and his legions doing this? Why separate and concentrate people based on where they're from? Caesar doesn't have to explain himself to anyone. much less to some unimportant ethnic groups from the Middle East. So the people traveled, not knowing why this demand was being made of them, not knowing what would happen if they refused, not knowing what would happen if they obeyed. No, when the angels say, "Do not be afraid," are they saying, "You have no reason to be afraid"? No, I don't believe so. "You have no reason to be afraid" is a half-truth at best, and far be it from the messengers of the Lord of truth to peddle in half-truths. So if the people have good reason to be afraid, and that good reason is not because the angels are scary looking, then what do the angels mean? What do they mean by this, "Do not be afraid"? I think they mean something like, "Have courage. Have courage. Yes, there is good reason to be afraid. What need is there for courage after all, except when there is reason to be afraid?" To Elizabeth, to Mary, to the shepherds in the field, the angels always bear the message, "Do not be afraid, have courage." And they say this always because there is need for courage. Always to the shepherds, they say this, and equally to us. Yes, the power of war is abroad. To you who have no peace in your hearts or in your home or in your city, in this world, you who have no peace, the angels bear us good news. A child is born, Christ the Lord, who is the Prince of Peace. So have courage. To Mary and Elizabeth, they say this, and equally to us. Society shakes and moves, and the world is vast and far from fair and even farther from just. It is hard to know which way to go, how to live, how to make a difference in the world, to live as God would have me live. It is not easy to know what to do. But good news. A child is born, Christ the Lord, who is called Wonderful Counselor. You who do not know which way to go, have courage. It is the same today as 2,000 years ago, very much the same. Not a thing has changed. The world still needs to hear of the good news, and the good news will look and sound like the most ordinary things in the world. The birth of a child, the healing of a family rift, mercy shown when hot anger calls for something else, generosity shown when weak fear calls to clutch tight to every penny. And these ordinary things, these most ordinary things, mercy, forgiveness, generosity, they are the good news of God coming into the world like a child being born. And many of you, you will receive that good news born by angels. Do not be surprised that I say that good news might come to you straight from an angel. Angels do not look so very different from any of you. Many of you have entertained angels unawares. Heavens, many of you may even have been the bearer of God's good news yourselves. And if you bear the good news of God, if you show God's love to even one person in need of that, that makes you a messenger of God's good news. That makes you an angel in every sense of the word except a semantic one. Have courage. And if you do not have courage, then look for the angels of God abroad in the world. Look for the messengers of God's good news, bearing grace, bearing mercy, bearing generosity. Look for those who are bearing God's good news and have courage. It might be anyone you meet on the street. It might be you.